USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top White House coronavirus task force member says the United States is not losing the battle against the virus.
We do have a lot more tools in our toolbox right now to combat this, but I don't want to underestimate the seriousness of this right now.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Admiral Brett Jawa says there's an all-hands-on-deck approach as we continue to fight the virus that has sickened millions. The debate continues over sending children back to school, and Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, without any proof, accuses the Trump administration of not taking children's health seriously.
The president and his administration are messing with the health of our children. We all want our children to go back to school. Teachers do, parents do, and children do. But they must go back safely.
The speaker speaking there on CNN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is advocating for some changes be made as the coronavirus cases continue to spike in Arizona as testing continues to increase. The mayor telling CBS's Face the Nation some places should not be open.
Protections including moving restaurants completely to takeout. Have some of the riskier personal care situations like nail salons. We think that's just not necessary right now while you're seeing such high levels of the virus.
What the mayor was not asked in that interview was why she doesn't declare a state of emergency in the city of Phoenix, as she could make restaurants in the city takeout only. The city council would have to approve the measure, and there is a possibility that Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey could challenge the city's authority. Two Texas police officers are dead after a domestic disturbance call turned into an ambush. The chief of the McAllen Police Department says the officers killed Saturday didn't have a chance to protect themselves. Police say the suspect met them at the door and shot them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Although the majority of churches across the United States were closed for a period of time, unlike liquor stores and other places that were deemed essential, the New York Times is calling out churches and houses of worship and saying that they're the places where coronavirus is spreading now. Fox News contributor and pastor Robert Jeffress says the New York Times is off base here.
Well, you look at this article, they're blaming the recent surge in the coronavirus cases to churches reopening. And their evidence? They're able to trace 650 cases to churches in 40 different states. Out of 3 million cases, 650 is statistically insignificant. And my question is, where's the New York Times article showing the effects of protest or opening hair salons or beach going to coronavirus? I mean, just last week, you had thousands of people in California packed on beaches like sardines, many of them without masks, and yet Governor Newsom out there is worried about 50 church members in a church wearing masks singing a song to God. I mean, this is evidence of the left's bias toward churches.
New York City Police Department sources revealed there were 15 shootings in a 15-hour span in New York City over the weekend. The number of shootings that took place in the city over the last week is more than triple the number of shootings that happened there this time last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.